This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I'm on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to DST. I'm your host, Aileen. And for today's DST Thursday episode, we have Ashley Fernback, the workout woman. What's up, Ashley? How have you been?
Good. How are you? How are you doing? Good. I haven't seen you.
What do you mean? I saw you the other day.
That feels so long ago.
Where was it? Oh, our Heineken event.
Yeah. The ones happening.
To me, like the other day is like last month.
Yeah, so. I think it was last month. And now it's June 1st. So,
yeah, it is June 1st. Today's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Mark Cooperman. Okay, so we're going to have a review today. We're going to do some wins. We'll do a listener win. We have a good one. And what are we reviewing today, Ashley?
Core power yoga.
Oh, yes. Because we told everyone we were going to do a yoga class last time. And we listened to ourselves and followed through. All right, core power. Okay, cool. All right, Ashley, do you have a win for us, for me, for
Yeah. These
tears?
What's been so, going on? You know how like I've talked about Rumble training and berries and how I like wanted to run and try to enjoy it? I think I'm kind of at that spot because I paused my ClassPass membership and I bought a berries package instead.
Oh, wow.
So I like running.
So your win is that you have achieved liking running.
I don't even know if I'm liking it. It's just like I'm getting better at it where I don't need to take breaks every like 5 seconds. Like I made it through like a minute and a 90 second run without taking a break, which to me feels like 5 miles.
Like a sprint or a run?
Like a seven. Regular.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's like my almost sprint. Nice. So you, why did you have to get rid of ClassPass to do that? Like financial reasons or because you're not taking use of those classes?
I mean, I still have like the bike, so I feel guilty when I bought that. So it's just like
guilt.
So ClassPass, like I always end up buying extra credits on top of it. So it's never really $49 a month because that's only like two Barry's classes. So if you want to do more than that in a month, it doesn't really make sense to do it that way.
Right. Oh man, I was thinking about, I did a Soul Cycle this weekend and I didn't realize I signed up for a Soul Survivor, which is like 10 extra minutes or something. And I really liked it, but I was thinking the whole time, I was like, they really enjoy being in a class. It's such like a nicer, although the music was too loud. Like I felt like a grandma. I was sitting there. I had to like sit through a class with my fingers in my ears. Like, this is too loud. Lower the damn music.
Were you sitting in front of a speaker? Because I feel like
everybody's in front of a speaker. I was looking at the speakers. They're literally at every chair. You might as well have a personal speaker. And then the instructor was like screaming over. I didn't go to Jade because she didn't have a class this weekend. But the instructor, she had great music, but she was screaming over the music. I literally was, my insides were, I'm very sensitive to loud noises. And it was just too much, but I still loved it.
Yeah, I love classes. It's not the same being in your living room, but.
It's so not the same. That said, though, Ashley, I wanted to ask you, have you ever tried, this is not sponsored, this is me responding to all of the ads I'm getting. Have you ever tried Tonal? Do you see those ads for Tonal, Jim?
Yeah, I have seen it. My friend actually from college is an instructor on Tonal, but I've never done it.
Oh, she's an instructor. I am so curious by it. It looks really cool. I like even watched a whole like YouTube review of like some man who's a power lifter reviewing Tonal.
They have one on by the office and you could go demo it in the Tonal store.
I know. But demoing is like, I know. Demoing is different than like, am I actually going to use it? It just seems really cool. I don't know. This isn't an ad, guys. It's just, if anybody has a Tonal and wants to DM me and let me know what your unbiased review is, please let me know. My win is that I finally, so I've been hoarding, not hoarding. The word is not hoarding. I have purchased some nice bags over the course of the last 7 years. And I have never like sold one. And I recognize that like I wasn't really wearing a lot of them. And I was just like, why am I holding on to these? You know, I could sell them. And so I finally like took merchandise of everything I had. And I like made an appointment with like what's it called? The Real Real. And she collected them. And I was there. I was like, what else can you take? And I felt very good.
Did you get a good price? Because I heard The Real Real, sometimes it's...
I don't know yet.
You don't always get the best price.
I don't know yet. Like, they didn't, like... She just picked them up, and then they, like, go authenticate it. Then they set the price. But honestly, like, I don't have time to go set up, like, an eBay storefront.
No, I also Poshmark. Have tried... That's, like, my shit. I sell so much on Poshmark.
I don't want to let, you know, I've...
You don't want to go to the post office.
I do go to the post office to return all of my crap, but it's like, I still have to hold on to the stuff. You know what I mean? Like this way, it's like somebody else takes care of it. They take all the nice photos. I remember I used to sell stuff on Poshmark all the time. I still have a lot of stuff I want to sell on Poshmark. Like, I still have
bags of stuff that I have listed that no one's bought.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody buys it. And then it's still sitting in your house. You have to merchandise it. I'm not like, you know, an e-com expert here. I have a full-time plus job and I'd rather just take a little bit of a cut and have someone else do it.
Yeah.
You know, like not someone like the company that knows how.
Yeah.
You know, and
a professional.
And I wasn't going to like fucking shill them on Instagram.
She probably would have sold them quick if you just put on your Instagram story.
I know, but...
But there's no insurance.
Like, it's not like my vibe. I just can't.
No. You can't be hawking purses on your IG story.
It's just not my my vibe. But, you know, my win is that I feel cleansed. Good. And, I mean, it's not sold yet. So I technically still owe them. I have no money and they are taken from my home. So technically they were stolen. Let's see if they sell. Take a cut. And
we'll see what happens
in time for the new. Okay, listener DST win. Let's do it. Hi, Aileen. I've been listening to you for 2 years now, and I feel like I hear your voice more than most members of my family. It's pretty funny. Listening to all of your weight loss, weight gain, weight mindsets, weight goals, and all of the other weight issues. Way to make me feel good. All the other weight issues. I truly feel that we share the same body/diet/image dysfunction. Really, I love the compliments here. I'm writing to you today to share with you my DSTW. So yesterday, my dance class was having its performance night, quote. We don't have an audience, but we dress up and do our routine for each other. That's cute. So the song this semester was Cool for the Summer, and we were allowed to pick whatever we wanted that matched the theme. I always dress up for these things and often very over the top, but I always choose clothing that is slimming. Well, I didn't have time to try on what I was going to wear to the performance night, but grabbed some denim shorts and a crop top and threw it in my bag on the way out the door. When it was time to change, I was a little surprised at my reflection. Is that really what my tummy looks like? I kept saying to myself over and over again. At every turn, at every jump, I was keenly observing each ripple and roll when I moved. I was almost in a trance because of it. I then started to suck in my stomach or bend over without creating rolls. And let me tell you, this extra contorting didn't exactly improve my dancing. After doing a few awkward practice runs, trying to put my hands over my stomach and doing flat tummy bends, I looked at myself in the mirror and told myself that me, the dancer, is more than just my body. I look good, I feel good, and it's showtime. So I just danced, tummy out, jiggles and all, and who cares? I dance because it brings me joy and I need to remember that rather than the number of calories I burned. Best suns out Tums out, Ben. This is great. I want to go to her performance.
Yeah.
This is a good win. She felt a little self-conscious. I think we've all been there before. You're really stuck in your head. But then she had the voice to overpower those thoughts and to remind herself why she's actually doing this. And the dancing is because she's good at it and enjoys it. And that's way more important than like your appearance in that moment.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing a dance performance, that's what I feel like people are looking at, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I'm also shocked that she would pick up denim shorts because I don't even want to wear those to do anything, let alone anything revolving like dancing or exercise.
Oh my God. I was thinking the same. I was like, denim shorts. Like I'll put on denim shorts just to sort of like take them off over my bathing suit. They're like a look.
I put denim shorts on for the first time since the pandemic, like a week ago. And was just like, these don't even feel good. I don't even want to be
like
just,
yeah. And it's not like, I don't like tight denim shorts either.
Yeah.
You know? So, cause you know, like there's, you can wear like the rigid kind and then you can also wear like the tight stretchy kind and neither are like the best. Although I'm seeing, you know, what's coming in, like coming back in like a longer jean short, but those don't look good on me either. It's for a tall girl.
That's for a talk.
That's a good win. I wish you best of luck in all of your dance endeavors. Sun's out, Tom's out, Batch. And I'm sorry that you hear my voice all the time.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
So we are on our latest workout report. Workout woman Ashley Fern is here, Disco Inferno. So we're talking about yoga today.
Yeah, so we had a few people DM us to do core power yoga. And so we had kind of brought this up during the last episode. And then we did get a DM from someone about an article in the New York Times that kind of talked about their teacher training and some issues that the company was facing. So we do want to acknowledge
business practices.
Questionable business practices. So we did read the New York Times article and want to acknowledge that we know that's out there, but we are going to just get into the workout separately.
Yeah,
but
we're just going to talk about the workout. Yeah, yeah. The New York Times article just says that. What year is it from? I mean, not that it really matters. It happened. They had a bunch of lawsuits and all of this stuff, but basically that they have tried to sell teacher trainings to the students. There are thousands of dollars. And then those trainings don't also guarantee you a spot to be a teacher at Core Power Yoga is sort of the gist, the very top line summary. And yeah, it's a lot of money. They say it's kind of culty in their practices, but that's what they say, allegedly.
Yes.
But
Moving on to the actual workout.
Yeah, let's talk about the workout. So you did, you tried it. Core Power exists a lot of places, right? Like it's very nationally accessible.
It is the biggest yoga chain nationwide. And in that same article, like the CEO was quoted by saying it's like the Starbucks of yoga. Like that's how accessible it is. Quantity wise, you know, locations around the country. They're in, I would say, the majority of states. And I mean, even in New York, I think there's like 10 plus locations here.
Right. Did you try only one location?
I've been to one in Philly. I have been to a couple of the New York locations.
Was it a similar type of class?
Yeah. So they have different class offerings. They have like Core Power 1-3, which are varying levels of vinyasa flow. They have Yoga Sculpt, which is my favorite, which is yoga plus cardio and weights. So you could either do it with body weight or no weight or like free weights. Mm-hmm. And then they have Hot Power Fusion, which is a blend of hot and power yoga, meditation, which is just breath work, and then Core Restore, which is restorative yoga. So like stretching, very, you know,
the good stuff.
My favorite is the Yoga Sculpt. Oh, and then all of these are done in a heated room.
So like Y7 type of hot, like not like Bikram.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
It's 90 to 93 degrees.
I want to go to a Bikram, but I'm so nervous.
So I used to do that a lot. And my skin had never looked worse. Like breakouts, even like washing your face immediately. Like I had to stop because the acne was so bad.
Because you were sweating so much?
Yeah. It's also like gross in there. It smells. You're on a carpet. You're really close to other sweaty people. I liked it because it like kind of kicked off me really liking workout classes. And I feel like I saw results very quickly. And I got strong very quickly. Yeah. But the acne really was, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I remember I went with my friends in high school, not to Core Power, just this is a sidebar, to mm-hmm. Bikram. And the first time I went, I had to leave the room because I was about to pass out.
Oh, yeah.
And then happens. I went again, and then I got more used to it. But it's intense as fuck. It's so intense. And like, you really have to wear like nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't want to wear nothing. Like, that's not... Those aren't my vibes for yoga. So like, I don't know. I'm still going to try. I'll let you guys know. One day I'm going to show up with a DST win that says, Aileen tried Bikram yoga and hated it. Okay, let's go back to Core Power. So you're saying you went to, you like Yoga Sculpt, which is yoga and weights.
It's weights, not for the whole thing. Like you're doing squats, you're doing like core work. You are doing like yoga flow in the beginning and then you kind of get into the weight section.
So it's like more of an exercise rather than like a yoga practice.
The first like 20 minutes I would say are yoga practice. And like by the end of it, I'm like, I want to pick up weights and do something.
Okay.
Just yoga is so slow for me.
Well, yeah, you have to like really try. The whole point is to be present in yoga so that the time you like really, you know, you're focusing on your breath. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I do this one and not the other one.
Right. This is why you don't fuck with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But what I was going to ask you is because you said you tried a few different classes and how the guy says that it's like Starbucks. The good thing about Starbucks is it doesn't matter where you go. You're still a Starbucks, you know, Frappuccino is a Starbucks Frappuccino. It tastes the same. The coffee tastes the same, or you're going to get a iced coffee or whatever, nitro cold brew in Starbucks in fucking France or like Missouri. So is that the same?
Yeah, it was
with Core Power.
I could have been anywhere and the class was the exact same.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. That's great.
Which is good. And the only thing that really differs is like the class pass credit. And it's like a very low class pass credit. So I went when I had class pass, but like for reference, like Solid Core is like 14 credits and Core Power is like 6. So okay. You get way more with that. And it's an hour long.
Oh, it's an hour. What are the vibes of the people? Is it like, does it feel like, you know, pretentious-y? Or does it feel like, you know, just regular?
Like a yoga vibe where everyone's like nice and welcoming and friendly. Like your mats are kind of spaced. You're not on top of each other. Like there is space, which in a lot of yoga classes I've been to, you're on top of people.
That's in the city though, because there's zero square footage in Manhattan.
I guess that's true. They play good music. It's not like, you know, the music they play at the nail salon. It's like Ellie Goulding and like upbeat, chill kind of music, Florence and the Machine kind of vibes. You know what I mean?
The music they play at the nail salon is hilarious because they have the same station of like
in every nail salon.
Just acoustic versions of like Whitney Houston. Right? It's all very acoustic.
Yeah. There's no words. And it's very like mellow. But this is like a little more upbeat. So I'm not sure what the other ones do, but this one has words and like songs that you know. So if I did like maybe the Vinyasa flow, that might have different music, but I'm not sure because I did the Yoga Sculpt.
Okay. So like, what's the experience of going? You said the vibes are pretty nice and welcoming. That's good.
So if you want to, I bring my own stuff. So my own mat, my own towel. You can rent that there, but nothing bothers me more than going to a studio and having to pay additional money for things that you could just bring yourself, like spending $3 at SoulCycle for a water bottle, or if I forget my shoes,
oh my
physically
God.
Pains me.
I have been renting SoulCycle shoes up until yesterday or this weekend.
You have a Peloton.
Didn't realize my Peloton shoes are the same. I didn't know. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, maybe this will work. And I brought them, but I felt like, you know, I was bringing a competitor into betraying the Soul brand or betraying the Peloton brand. Like I was being a sneaky, but no one gave a shit. So
that's great. No one gave a shit.
But anyway, okay, going back. So yeah, you hate renting. I hear you. It's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money. So you go in, you set, there's lockers on the outside. They have showers, like independent showers, bathrooms. You go in, you put your stuff in a locker. You go into the room, you set your stuff up and you kind of just like lay on your mat until it's time to start. And then once you start, you kind of go through a warm up. of like kind of different yoga poses. You go through a flow. You have weights at your, like you go get the weights, you bring them to your little station. So like 3 pounds, 5 pounds, 8 pounds, whatever you want. You could bring multiple because you're doing like different kind of exercises. So sometimes you want heavier, sometimes you want lighter. You'll go through an arm section, you'll do lower body, and that'll be like on, like standing up. You'll do jumping jacks without weights, kind of different moves like that. And then you'll hit the floor and you'll do a whole core section and then a cool down. And then you do Shavasana where you are back laying on the floor.
Okay. In an hour.
In an hour.
How much is it?
So one class, like in on the Upper West Side, is $35, but they have, like they have 5 packs, 10 packs, 20 packs. You could do $219 a month for like all access. So basically an unlimited membership, which is pretty good. They also always have sales. Like they'll do 2 week free trials here and there. I've done that before. So it definitely depends where you are. New York, I would say, is obviously on the more expensive side.
When you went, did they talk about the teacher trainings?
No, I've never seen this, heard this. I'm also not like a regular, so.
I know, but like in the article, it says that they talk about it at the end of the class.
So it seemed more like if a regular person who had been going, you know, weekly for over a long period of time, they would target that person and like, be like, this is the next level of your practice. Like you would be so good at this, but I have never seen, like I have never gotten that inclination at all that they even did this. Like I was shocked to see that. Especially okay, given the whole Orange Theory situation. Like you could be very overt in that. And like there was no even, I don't even think I saw like a flyer for teacher training.
Well, no, in the article, they said that it's not like that. It's not like overt. You have to be like very gentle. You have to be compliment, like the way that they their recruitment practices are like you compliment the person and say like,
well, maybe my whole class sucked because they didn't
go to any level up. You could really just go and find your purpose in the next thing. You know what I mean?
$2,000.
Yeah. Or more.
They also have an at home. They have an at home for $49 a month too. But obviously, like your house isn't 93 degrees. I guess you can make it 93 degrees. But yeah, I don't know if you'd want to do
just
that.
Just close all the windows and like blow, get a space heater. Right, right. So one class is 35.
In New York.
That's like an expensive workout class.
It is so sad that I feel like that is normal. That's actually not expensive. I would say 38 and up would be expensive. Like Sol's 38 now, Solid Core's 41.
Yeah, I mean, I think 30.
This is the average. 35,
and, 35 and up is expensive. What I mean by average is that it's expensive in general.
In New York.
Think those are expensive. Like, I think 20 plus is like an affordable class.
Totally. I just don't know where those are here.
Right. You're right. I mean, there are like yoga workouts that are cheaper.
I did SoulCycle in like San Diego. I think it was $27.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, should we do a rating scale? I've never been to Core Power. I've only really done like Y7 or just like kind of local yoga studios. And everything is different. But is this one like in the dark or in the light?
In the light. Like you could see each other.
Right, right. All right, should we do a rating scale?
Yeah, let's do the rating.
Would you tell your friend to go for 1 point?
Yeah.
Why?
It was a really good workout. I liked it. If you're like someone who wants the benefits of yoga, but it doesn't have the patience really for it, I think this specific class is a good option.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried other yoga classes?
Yeah, I did Bikram for a while. And I've done Y7 and I've done like some random local places.
So like, would you choose this over another?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Bikram's also like 100 plus degrees.
Yeah.
Bikram's too hot. And it's like in carpet. It's not, you know, it's not the vibe. Y7 is to me was like fine. I don't like that you flow on your own because I'm not a yoga person. So
right.
I'd rather someone That's tell true. Me or show me exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Bikram, they don't always show you the moves. Like, they talk you through it. This, they work right. out with you.
The thing about the flow on your own, while I agree it is like high, like anxiety, because I'm like, what do I do? I like it because it sort of forces you to think about what you're doing and yeah. like sort of makes you do it. Because like if you were to do it at home, like it prepares you to do it at home. Not that I have ever done that. not that I have ever done yoga without an instructor, like on my TV or in person. But that's the only thing that I liked about the challenge. Mm-hmm. But I agree.
I like the music not. At Y7 though. Yeah.
Yes. And that it's in the dark.
Oh, you know what though? I don't like that because there's no mirrors in there. And here there's mirrors. That. So I don't because you can't see your form. So like you can't tell if you're doing it correctly or not.
For yoga specifically though, like I like that you don't see the mirror because again, like you're trying to be present and not like you're trying to like look within rather than look on the outside. You know? Yeah,
Bikram had a mirror, but Y7, I don't think, has one.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess with the poses and shit, you want to make sure you're doing it right. Okay, so you would tell your friend to go because you liked it. Yeah. And it was a good workout. And would you go back regularly? Or would you buy a pack?
I did the free trial, like the free 2-week trial, but uh-huh. I wouldn't pay to go regularly just because there's other workouts I like better. And you are guaranteed that you need to wash your hair after this one. Like this is not
that is
this is a
important.
Hair washing you need to like pick the you need to align this class with if you were going to wash your hair anyway that day.
How annoying is that we have to schedule our workouts around meetings or schedules mm-hmm. like because not because of like time constraints but because of coiffing.
Yes.
And like doing the hair. I agree with you. That is annoying. Okay. So you're not going back regularly because you must wash your hair. And I understand that. That is very relatable. So only 1 point for telling your friend to go. No points for going back. Was it worth the money? 1 point.
I wouldn't have paid $35, but it was worth the class pass credits I used to go.
If you were really into yoga, would you think that it was really, was it worth the money? Because you're not really that into yoga.
Yeah, probably. I mean, $219 for an unlimited membership is pretty good for New York.
A month?
A month, yeah. And for all access. So you get it in the studio. You could stream it at home.
Oh, I see. $49 a month is a lot for a month for a streaming yoga.
There's a new member promo right now for $19.99.
Because yoga, like you could literally just Google yoga flows. Like there, I mean, on YouTube, there's so many free yoga
I know.
Workouts. There's like, and really reputable people too. But anyway, okay. So not worth the money or not worth the money?
No.
How do you decide if something's worth the money?
I would buy a class pack on my own.
But how do you decide if you would?
If it was like a hard, really hard workout where I saw like results semi fast. Like I could feel myself like every time I do solid core getting stronger. And then like I could tell going to Barry's that like my endurance is getting better and I'm mm-hmm. able to, you know, right. increase the how long I'm able to run without a break. And then like that kind of translates when I go on the bike and like I'm better at SoulCycle because of running. And I haven't felt like I've gotten better at SoulCycle since I started running.
Here's my theory about why you don't think this is worth the money, because you are doing exercises, which you can get elsewhere and you could do at home. Mm-hmm. It's not that exclusive, but in the yoga part, you're not that into. But if you were going right. to do only yoga and you saw the results of you getting more flexible,
yeah.
like just a little bit more, like felt like more present because of your meditating and just like being in the vibes, I think, well, yeah. you would go back or whatever. But because you're doing this like split class, I have a yeah. feeling you feel like this is not really that
if
unique.
I'm like traveling and they have a core power yoga and they don't have one of the other places, like I would definitely go to that.
I think
and
that's
be excited
a great,
about it.
I think yeah. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good way to describe that. So it's worth the money if you're like, you know,
it's worth
out
it
and about.
If you're doing like 6 credits on ClassPass is an amazing deal. So okay, like it's class worth pass. It for that. Should we
I
give it to them?
Know anybody who with ClassPass besides you.
All my friends have ClassPass.
Really?
Yeah, we're all friends on ClassPass. We can see the classes we take.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
That's because you don't live in the city.
I know. Well, I didn't either when I did. I did the trial when it first came out, or like you did it for a while. And then I was like, no. Anyway, okay. Vibes, you said were good. Is it clean?
Yeah, it's clean.
And you like the music? So 1 point.
I do like the music.
And do you feel like you got a good workout, which has been the question of the day so far?
Yes.
You do feel like you got a good workout, yeah. But you just don't think the workout was unique enough for you to like pay for it and go all the time.
If I was doing this 3 times a week, I'd have to wash my hair 3 times a week.
Right. Oh, the hair. It's the hair. I forgot.
Like, I could go to Solid Core, put it in a French braid, and it'll look great when I get out.
It'll look great.
You have curly hair like me. This is not for us.
Yeah. No. Have you seen like this is my.
Yeah, that's what you walk out with. Yep.
Kendall Toole was on the show and she gave tips because I was like, how do you not sweat at the end of this class? Like you're constantly doing, your hair looks still so good. It's like blown out and beautiful. And she's like, I put in dry shampoo before and after because the dry shampoo like sucks out the moisture and yeah. It like stops it from getting moist, stops it from getting like sweaty. And then the heat, then she like blows it out. The heat makes all that kind of like
yeah,
sweat
I'll blow
particles
dry my
leave.
Hair after like berries or something before I leave. Like blow dry the
sweat.
Do
you put the dry shampoo? Like,
yeah. And then my hairdresser told me to put oil in it in the beginning. But I have keratin, so that might be why.
I guess oil makes sense because it like wicks away moisture.
Yeah.
But if the moisture's coming from your head.
Because the keratin was like leave. Like I was losing the keratin on my hairline and not the rest of my hair.
When you were sweating?
Because the sweat strips the keratin from your hair.
Oh, because it has salt.
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting.
See, we have a lot of issues here. You know, I can't be going to this sweaty class for
time. Science.
Science. So how many points do they get?
You, I think you'd say you told a friend to go. You're already calling up, phone a friend. One.
Yeah.
You would go back regularly. No, 0 points.
Yeah.
It was worth the money. Yes. One. Good vibes. Three. Sorry. 1, 2, 3. And you feel like you got a good workout. 4. But you just, yes. It's really just the sweat factor, the hair factor doesn't fit your lifestyle.
Correct.
If you didn't have this issue, you would go back regularly.
Yeah.
That wasn't convincing, but
no, I would. It's a good workout. Like you feel strong when you're doing it. And like, those are the kinds of workouts I like.
Okay. That's core power yoga for you guys. I'm going to try Bikram. I mean, I'm going to report back. Okay. Next time we talk, I'm going to try hot yoga. I don't even know if Bikram is the right word. I'm going to try a hot yoga class.
A regular hot yoga class, not with weights, like a normal chill
regular
one.
Hot yoga, because I remember when I was back in the day when I lived in Brooklyn the first time, I used to go every Sunday to Y7 and I felt great. Like I just loved going to yoga once a week. I felt like stretchy. I felt my joints were feeling youthful. Says this 33-year-old. I just felt better. And I liked that, you know, it was all, you know, your phone is like not there. Like if I'm on the Peloton, I'm like, oh, my phone is right there. I could check my text messages.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the classes and like leaving your house. That said, if you do have a tonal, let me know, guys. DM me. I want to try it. All right, Ashley, that is it for today's episode. So what do you want to try next time? What's on the pipeline? In the pipeline.
We got a lot of DMs about trying different cycling classes and comparing them similar to how we did Rumble and Barry. So,
oh, I can get in on this. That,
yeah. Cause there's like a couple new ones in the city. The Flywheel, like the OG Flywheel girls who, you know, Flywheel doesn't exist anymore. They launched a company, Comeback Cycle, which I haven't done yet, which I want to try. And there's like another one that's like Dancy, which I will sit in the back for. In like Union Square. So I feel like that would be fun to kind of compare all of them. There's Cycle Bar, Soul Cycle.
In Union Square, like it's outside or like?
No, it's in a studio, dark studio, but it's like it's all a choreography.
It's like a dancey one. I love the dance vibes of Soul Cycle. That's what I love.
I do too.
And I love when the music is really good and you're just like, yeah, fuck yeah. Okay, anyway. All right, well, guys, that is it. That is it, Ashley. That is it, Aileen. That is it for today's episode. Be sure to send in what you want us to review, dst@betches.com. You can also DM at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can DM Ashley at @disco_inferno with a 0 at the end. And that is that. That is that on that. Leave us a review, a positive review, please. 5-star on our Apple Podcasts app. And if you have something, some feedback you wanted to share, we welcome that too, but at dst@betches.com. And if you want your Dear DST read on our regular Thursday episodes, send that to dst@betches.com. Share your DST wins. Guess where? dst@betches.com. And you can call us to have your message read literally on the episode, 212-287-5650. I'm not picking up the phone, but I will play your voicemail message on the show and I will respond to it. So that is it, guys. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.